You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news on Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko, Belarus enjoys friendly relations with Pakistan. Economy Minister, Belarus is keen to strengthen investment cooperation with India. Belarus FM receives copy of credentials from Sudanese ambassador. And now about these nine events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. Belarus and Pakistan must implement the reached agreements, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said as he met with Prime Minister of Pakistan Shehbaz Sharif in Minsk. Welcoming the distinguished guest, the head of state noted that Shehbaz Sharif visited the Belarusian capital together with his father still as a child. I hope this city as well as entire Belarus have become close to you, Alexander Lukashenko said. The president said that he and the Prime Minister of Pakistan held a meeting which lasted for about 3 hours. The parties discussed many issues on the international agenda, recent developments around the two countries, and talked about the prospects of bilateral relations. We have developed very good relations. The relations are, as you, Mr. Prime Minister, rightly said, family-like. Therefore, we will always maintain this level of relations, and I am sure that after this visit, we have no right to decide not to implement our agreements, the Belarusian leader stressed. The Pakistani delegation to Belarus includes many large businessmen who are interested in establishing concrete relations with domestic enterprises in specific areas, the head of state said. You know that we have a machine-building country, well-developed agriculture. I know very well what Pakistan needs. You also know very well what Belarus needs from Pakistan. I think that during this visit, the members of the government and heads of large companies have already reached many cooperation agreements, Alexander Lukashenko said.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
Moscow hosted regular Belarusian-Russian ministerial consultations on Latin American issues at the level of deputy foreign ministers. The Belarusian delegation was led by Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Yevgeny Shestakov, the Russian delegation by Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov. The parties exchanged views on the development of the situation and integration processes in Latin America and the Caribbean, discussed the many areas of cooperation between Belarus and Russia with the relevant states. The parties also considered the current state and prospects for the development of relations with North America.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
Belarusian Minister of Foreign Affairs Maxim Ryzhenkov received a copy of the credentials of Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of Sudan to Belarus, Omer El Amin Abdallah Fadlallah. The parties discussed the situation in Sudan, issues high on the international agenda, the current state and prospects of Belarusian-Sudanese cooperation. The parties confirmed their readiness to promote further development of the Belarusian-Sudanese relations, including exchanges of delegations of various levels, supplies of Belarusian equipment, and development of joint economic projects.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
Belarus is interested in advancing investment cooperation with India. Belarus Economy Minister Yuri Chebatar said at a meeting with Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of India to Belarus, Ashok Kumar. The meeting discussed the current state and future prospects of investment cooperation between the two countries. It was emphasized that Belarus and India have significant potential to deepen cooperation in this area. Following the meeting, the parties agreed to intensify joint efforts to implement investment opportunities.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
8 documents on cooperation were signed at the Belarusian-Pakistani Business Forum in Minsk. We learned from the press service of the Belarusian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Among the documents signed at the forum were a cooperation agreement between the Belarusian Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the Trade Development Authority of Pakistan, as well as an agreement on the exchange of postal articles. 2 memorandums of understanding were also signed between the Belarusian Universal Commodity Exchange and the All Pakistan Timber Traders Association and between the Belarusian Fund for Financial Support of Entrepreneurs and the Small and Medium Enterprises Development Authority of Pakistan. A memorandum of understanding on the supply of cottonized flax fiber in 2025 was signed between Orsha Linen Mill and the Pakistani company Mercury. Bioprom Service Ltd. signed a contract of intentions with the same Pakistani company for the supply of vegetable oils. Aviation Technologies and Complexes signed a cooperation agreement for the supply of agro-drones. A transportation forwarding contract was also concluded at the forum between transport and logistics companies Bell Atek Aftel and Best Trans International. Within the framework of the visit of the delegation of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan to the Republic of Belarus, Minsk hosted the Belarusian-Pakistani Business Forum. It was attended by representatives of the enterprises of the two countries aimed at discussing cooperation opportunities and exchange experience with key players in the light, food, woodworking, tobacco, pharmaceuticals, mining, gemstone mining and processing industries.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
Belavia is set to resume direct flights from Minsk to the capital of Russia's Dagestan, Makhachkala, on 26th April. The flight takes 3 hours 20 minutes. The prices and schedule are available on the company's website. Belavia also gave some tips about what to do first upon arriving in Makhachkala. Take a selfie against the backdrop of the Sula Canyon.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
Yahor Rabtso of Belarus clinched bronze at the 2025 Junior and Cadet Fencing World Championships, which is underway in Wuxi, China. The Belarusian finished third in the junior men's foil, securing 5 wins in 6 bouts. Yahor Rabtso defeated Ukrainian athletes Artem Korzhevoy-Lerner and Yaroslav Maruhin, Antoine Spichiger of France, Rafael Tan of Singapore, and Radmir Semeneyev of Uzbekistan. In the semifinal, the Belarusian fencer lost to Russia's Alexander Karik. Yahor Rabtso brought Belarus the first medal at the 2025 Junior and Cadet Fencing World Championships. The U-20 event featured a total of 160 athletes.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Shine brighter with Slavensky Bazaar in Vitebsk. A true celebration that has been uniting the hearts of creative people for 34 years. The festival will take place from July 8 to 14. Details are available on the website and in the official communities. Find inspiration in every moment of the festival.
Welcome to Belarus.
Welcome to Belarus. The word Belarus means White Rus, a tender and poetic name that befits this country in the best way. White means clean, clear, and innocent. This small country in the center of Europe is ready to open for you one of the last miracles of the world, the miracle of the untouched nature. Inimitable in their beauty, national parks and reserves of Belarus, such as Belavezhskaya Pushcha Forest, Braslov Lakes and many others, are the pride of our country. Here you'll find an opportunity to experience the harmony of nature in the very center of Europe. Vast tracts of ancient virgin forests, unique landscapes, rare species of animals and plants, as well as historic and cultural sites. All these guarantee a great popularity of ecological tourism and plenty of opportunities for hunting and fishing. Fascinating tours on foot, on horseback, by boat or helicopter will make it possible for you to discover our unique nature. The 21st century is raging around, yet in Belarus, nature remains virgin, people remains human, and values remains eternal. Visit our country, and you won't be disappointed. Welcome to Belarus. Music Box.
Тихо.
You're listening to Radio Belarus.
Music Box.
Жизни бестселлера, изменить себя.